You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We were lucky enough to be joined in studio this morning by two of the members of Trusts Action, who are standing for the licensing boards in the upcoming local elections. We started by asking what are they standing for, what are they going to do when they get in, and how they see the future of licensing boards out in West Tamaki Makaurau.
They first formed in the 1940s. They were kind of a way that government was trying to manage alcohol-related harm and to sell alcohol in a responsible way. Through most of New Zealand, a lot of them have evolved in a way that they allow competition now, but they were set up as the sort of the only organisations allowed to sell liquor in the area. West Auckland have got two, so Portage and Waitakere, and Invercargill still has its one, and Gore also has one. That still hold those exclusive rights. Yeah, so basically the Waitakere and Portage Licensing Trusts are the only organisations allowed to hold certain types of liquor licences in West Auckland, so that's for bottle stores or taverns.
Right, so why have other areas moved on or moved past having these licensing trusts?
Yeah, I think the licensing trusts create an environment which is slightly different to competition, to sort of a normal environment. We see less taverns and fewer bottle stores. Most of New Zealand has sort of moved past that and have sort of embraced having beer and wine in the supermarket and enjoyed the sort of the vitality in the town centres that having an evening economy gives you. But West Auckland and Invercargill have so far chosen to stay with the old model.
You mentioned moving past it into like an evening economy in a rather positive light. What do you see as the future for kind of licensing trusts, or what is your idea moving forward with the licensing trust if you are to get elected?
Well, for me, the idea of vibrancy within town centres is something that would be a really nice thing to see develop. And I think that one of the reasons I'm personally standing is because I think there's been a stifling, and certainly in the hospitality side of things. A good example is Glen Eden, where they've actually got the busiest bottle shop apparently in New Zealand, and yet there's not a single venue run by the trust. Well, they're the only ones that can hold the tavern licenses. So, you know, in those communities, there's just no option. So if you're in West Auckland and you want to have a night out, often you'll end up getting out of West Auckland and having to head to other parts of the city, which is a shame because you've got, you know, we're saying the evening economy, you've got your musicians, your entertainment, those kind of things, are all that money is flowing out of that part of the city. So that would be certainly one thing I'd like to really see is that develop into the future. And so that's a key reason for me standing, is to really promote that.
Yeah, and I think probably slightly bigger picture, you know, what we're standing for is to give West Auckland a choice about whether we want to keep things the same, whether we want to change and allow competition. And that's ultimately a choice for the community. So, you know, our policy is that we'll put impartial information in front of the community and trigger a referendum. And they can choose, do they want to keep things the same or do they want to allow competition? And if, you know, if they allow competition, then the, you know, what people demand, you know, will succeed. And so places like Glen Eden, maybe we'll see some bars open and a bit more vibrancy there. But if we stay with the monopoly, then, you know, people like Noel and I will be pushing for the licensing trust to do more in town centres like Glen Eden, where at the moment there's kind of very few options and we'd like to see them trying a bit harder.
Certainly, I was going to say that if you say the referendum were to suggest that they wanted kind of a more competitive or more options in drinking venues and entertainment, and would you then be giving out more licenses? Is that what you would do, or does it become a kind of a repealing of the Portage licensing kind of setup that exists?
Yes.
Or licensing that sits? Setup that exists.
Yes, the way that it works, at the moment the licensing trust hold exclusive rights. They don't issue the licenses.
Right.
The licenses are still issued by Auckland Council, and the licensing trust applies to Auckland Council the same as anybody else.
Right.
But at the moment Auckland Council isn't allowed to issue a license to anybody except the licensing trust. So, you know, what we're saying is that what we'd like to do is put it in front of the people and they can choose whether we keep that rule or not. If they choose to keep that rule so that there's still the monopoly, then what we're saying is we'd like the licensing trust to open some more venues and do a better job, really focus on hospitality and creating great places for people to connect with their friends and family, and sort of peel back a little bit of their focus on their investment activity and other stuff that they do, sort of focus on their core business. But if people choose competition, if people choose to repeal that monopoly, then, you know, naturally entrepreneurs will come in. There's a huge opportunity in Glen Eden. People are keen to go out for a drink. I think there's 400 new dwellings going up across from the, in an apartment building across from the train station there. You know, somewhere like Glen Eden, there's going to be demand for a place. And, you know, not saying necessarily a nice place. It might be a really gritty, cool place. But whatever, you know, whatever people want, whatever's going to be successful, the market will deliver. And that's what we'd like to see.
Well, it's interesting that the trusts operate 11 bars through the whole of West Auckland. Now, that's a population of, what, about 290,000 people. Yep. So that's it.
It's 10 bars, actually. 10 bars and a hotel, so they talk about 11 venues. But, 10 bars for across the whole thing. I mean, you can go and get a drink at a restaurant, but your experience sitting down at a table with a restaurant, you know, it's a different experience.
If you were to be elected, what do you think would change, and how do you think the people within the kind of electorate areas would benefit from the action that you'd bring to the licensing trust?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably, so choice, you know, one is giving people the choice. So we're keen to put power back in the hands of the people, whether it be through the referendum and the chance to choose competition or monopoly. And if they chose competition, then, you know, they'll be able to vote with their dollars about the sorts of places that they want. Transparency is the other key one. So at the moment, it's really difficult to get a clear picture of what's going on at the licensing trusts, and they're a little bit protective in the of the information, and are keen to present it in their own way with their own spin. So we just want to open the books, let people see what's going on with their licensing trusts. Ultimately, we are the owners of those trusts, and I think we should have the right to see exactly what's going on there. And the other one is around giving back. So at the moment, there's a strategy around building a $200 million investment portfolio. And we don't think that's good for the community. That's sort of withholding funds from today that the community needs, you know. So we don't want our licensing trusts to be an investment vehicle. We want them to deliver great bottle stores, deliver great pubs, and to give back the profits now, not in some distant future. So those are the kind of three key things, I guess.
You mentioned before, and I've had a few conversations with a few people about this, but there's quite a lot of ongoing development and kind of regeneration in quote marks within West Auckland, especially around Glen Eden and building up certain hubs around transport centres. Do you think that the more freedom and choice will be hugely beneficial for the kind of potential influx of people?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the demographics are changing all the time, and you know, you can sort of see that with, you know, the population density as well, even just the amount of people who are in and around these areas. It's the people are there. It's nearly like now what's next, and to have a plan to get these things up and running. And it would be nice, imagine this, where you go, you might live, say, in Mount Eden, and you go, we'll catch a train the other way. And we'll jump out and we'll do a couple of things out west, you know. That would be cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. Do you think it'll make the more access to different venues will make drinking safer in West Auckland?
I don't know. It's hard to know. I certainly don't. I wouldn't go and say that having more access to venues or alcohol is necessarily going to make things safer. Certainly having more people out in the street and around in that evening, more eyes around and stuff, could have some potential benefits. But I think the main thing is to say that it probably isn't. It's not going to make things worse. You know, the research is reasonably clear that certainly there's not a correlation between the number of unlicensed premises and alcohol-related harm or anything. So that's quite clear.
Certainly. Are there any things that you'd like to add on to?
No, I mean, I guess, you know, like, the key things that kind of come up in the conversations around the licensing trusts are sort of what we've covered already, but also around access to alcohol and alcohol-related harm, and whether the licensing trusts in some way protect us from a level of, you know, reducing the accessibility to alcohol and so on. And there's a perception that without the licensing trust that we'll end up with a bottle store on every corner and so on and so forth. But, you know, the licensing trusts do exist and operate in a way that reduces the number of bottle stores, but that can also be achieved in other ways. So we have, you know, licensing laws and regulations now that target minimising alcohol-related harm, and there's also a process or a policy available, a local alcohol policy, which can, you know, it can put a cap or a lid on the number of bottle stores. So those things can be achieved in ways that don't sort of have the blunt impact of a licensing trust.
Irirangi Po, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.